Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. And as every Friday, it's going to be my solo episode yet. This time I'm doing it a little bit differently. I got the inspired idea. You can call it download. You can call it whatever you want. But today I got an inspired idea and really listened to your feedback of many of my clients who said that my guided meditations and hypnosis are really shifting their perspective and changing their lives. And I didn't want to keep it like a private secret. I wanted to share it with you too. So today we are going to be doing guided meditation. So you can listen to it anytime when you want. Ideally, it would be right upon waking up or right before you go to bed. So you can listen to it and now wherever you are, and then you can re-listen to it really quietly, carefully, because this meditation, it's about shifting your focus, appreciating the 2020 for whatever it brought, and really opening yourself up to awakening the abundance within you so the 2021 can really bring you the love and richness and all fulfilled desires that you are really keeping right now in your heart. So we will start very shortly when the music starts on, and make sure that you are not going to be disrupted. So if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. You can listen, but be very mindful. Ideally, like I mentioned, you would do this right upon waking up or opening your eyes, closing your eyes when you are the most connected. To start this meditation, I would love for you to get in a very comfortable place, whether it's sitting or lying down. Make sure you are not going to be interrupted, that you will be in peace and quiet. Create some beautiful space filled with tranquility, like essential oils or candles, and make sure that your body can feel warm and relax. Maybe tuckle yourself under your favorite blanket. And to start, let's connect with our breath. I invite you to put one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly and start noticing this life-giving force that is flowing through you, your breath. So often we take it for granted. So often we don't even acknowledge it for the miracle that it's creating and keeping us alive. So take a few moments to connect and appreciate this beautiful force flowing through you. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling your belly rising and falling. Your chest rising and falling. And with each breath, you're feeling more and more relaxed. You're feeling more and more present. You're tuning out of the room and you're tuning into yourself. You're feeling safe, protected, and relaxed with each breath in and out. You're feeling the warmth flowing through your body, the warm feeling of trust and surrender. And keep breathing normally. Stay connected with your breath. You can keep your hands on your chest and your belly, or you can just put them by your side. Hands up or palms down, whichever feels better, whichever you feel called to. And now I want you to take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth, releasing. Couple more breaths like this, releasing and connecting to yourself. Breathing in and breathing out through your mouth. Last one, breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. There you go. Feeling relaxed, feeling connected. And with your gently closed eyes, I want you to visualize that you are walking on a beautiful summer promenade in a beautiful beach city. It's a small town. And as you are walking close to the beach, you see a staircase that you are taking down. There are big stairs. They're so big that you could do a huge step on them. And this beautiful white staircase has a 12 big steps. There's a rail on the side so you can hold it and feel safe. And as we are walking these beautiful white stairs down to a white beach sand, you are going to think about the months that passed. So with each breath in, we will imagine the month together and the gift it gave us. Taking a first step and thinking about January and the people that came in and brought us joy. Taking a second step down, February, and we are thinking about all the love you have received. Taking a third step down, March. Think about all the beautiful nature that start blooming slowly and the abundance that it brought into your life. Taking a fourth step, April. Think about all the unexpected and aha moments you have received. May. As you are taking the fifth step down, you are feeling so relaxed and filled with love. Think about the blooming trees in May. Think about the warm air on your face, on your walks. Now you're taking the six steps down to the beach and think about the June Think about the warm nights when you were seeing the beautiful stars and the trust and the expansiveness it have created. Taking the seventh step down, July. Remember the mornings that you woke up into the weekends and the sun was so bright and so warm, and it made you so happy to be alive. Taking the eighth step, feeling even more relaxed and trusting. You're stepping into the August. Think about all the fun moments and all the moments that made you smile. Taking the ninth step slowly down, you're stepping into the September, and you are so thankful for all the beauty in your life, whether it's sunset, whether it's sunrise, whether it's stars on the sky, whether it's a beautiful fresh cut flowers in your house. You are so immersed in a beauty. Stepping on the stair 10, October. You are so thankful for the hot tea or your favorite beverage, for the sweaters, and for the hugs you have received, whether from your loved ones, whether from your pets. You're so filled with love and present moment. Now you're stepping on the step 11. And you can almost touch the sand on the beach. You're stepping onto November, and this month is filled with thankfulness and appreciation and warmth and a fireplace and a cracking wood. You're feeling so thankful, so filled with appreciation that your heart is bursting. Last step, December. This beautiful December that brought you chilly mornings and fresh air and a beautiful friendships and a family. This month is your month of reflection, of journaling, of books, of listening to podcasts. And now you are standing on a beautiful white sand beach, and you're walking towards a water. The temperature is just so perfect, and you are feeling so calm and so filled with appreciation. This year might not be a year that went exactly as you planned, yet you can see the gifts, you can see the lessons, and you're taking them with you. I want you to imagine that you are sitting on the sand, close to this warm, beautiful, crystal blue water. And I want you to imagine that there is a floating, beautiful, light blue bottle, that it's closed and it just floats to you and it ends by your feet. You open this beautiful crystal bottle, and inside, it's a pencil and a paper. And on the paper, it says, "What do you appreciate the most about this year?" I want you to take a moment and write it down. See it in your mind's eye. What gifts you have received this year? What lessons? What made you stronger? What made you wiser? What made you more compassionate and graceful? What made you more patient? Write these things down. As you're writing these things down and finishing up with a list of this year, of all the things that enrich you, even maybe when they did go unplannedly, it fills you with gratitude and clarity and knowingness that this too shall pass. And something even more beautiful is awaiting for you on the horizon. Roll this piece of paper and put it back into the bottle and close it. And I want you to stand up and look into the sun and throw the bottle with all your passion in the ocean. Let it take it. Let it take it away. Feeling the peace. Feeling the knowingness of who you really are and why you came here. I want you to know that you might not be able to plan or control everything, but the abundance of your life lies within you here and now. Awaken it. Awaken the abundance within you with the appreciation and love and compassion. Let yourself be invited into the world of possibilities. And when you look at this beautiful crystal blue, widespread ocean, be reminded of how abundant life is and how powerful and beautiful and special you really are. Now it's time to come back. You give a last gaze to this beautiful ocean and the sun that just started to set down. You're turning and taking the stairs up. And as I'm counting up, you will feel more refreshed, more comfortable with yourself and your purpose, and more vibrant and radiant than ever. 12. You are feeling so strong. 11. You know you're aligned with your purpose. 10. You know everything is always working out for you. 9. You are feeling the expansiveness of your heart. 8. You are feeling the abundance all around you. 7. You're feeling so lucky and blessed. 6. You know you're attracting the perfect people and the perfect opportunities. 6. It's such a strong number. It keeps coming to you. It is lifting you up into the 5th step, where you're feeling so light and so vibrant. 4. You are filled with confidence and courage and clarity. 3. You're almost on the top and you start to feel like you're on top of the world. 2. You are feeling so amazing. amazing and so full of yourself. One, you are feeling the present moment is the biggest gift you ever got. You're on top of the staircase. You look back and the sun that it's setting down and is taking away all of the heaviness, all of the doubts, all of the fears. And the only thing that stays, it's your courage. It's your knowingness that you awakened abundance within you. From now on, you know you are loved, guided, supported, and blessed, living your purpose and letting it unfold perfectly for you. I want you to start feeling your environment, the air in the room you're in. Start to feel and connect with your body. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, stretch. Taking a deep breath in. And whenever you're ready, you can gently open your eyes and see the world with the brand new, beautiful, vibrant colors. Welcome back, my love. Welcome back. Well, I hope this meditation brought so much joy and peace into your heart. And not only we planted seeds for awakening the abundance within you, but we have also really started the process of your openness and seeing the world filled with possibilities. Counting our blessing can be sometimes challenging, and sometimes it's overwhelming when the world doesn't go as we planned. Yet, it's so beautiful to know that you're always guided and supported. And if you're ready for even further support, I would love to have you on my virtual retreat on the biggest portal of this year, 12/12. That weekend, we are going to be meeting here in Las Vegas and in person, already sold out yet. I would love for you to join us virtually, be live with us, ask any questions, and not only receive all the worksheets, guided meditations, PDFs, but also receive a 30-minute complimentary coaching from me and 30 minutes from our healers. We will be having sessions for breakthrough, for intention setting for 2021. We'll have a Reiki session, sound healing balls session, light language session, cacao ceremony, and really opening your heart to receiving. So the 2021 is the biggest, most abundant, richest year of your life. You can find more information at bit.ly/abundanceawakened, or you can just click the link in the show notes that we'll be sharing with you. The spots are limited, and I am inviting you there as my tribe, as my dear soul, because I so see your potential. I so see your soul wanting to soar. And sometimes we cannot do that alone. It's so much more fun when we are doing it with other people and feeling that we are not alone on this journey. So remember, click the link in the show notes, and I will see you there.